I'll say good to see everyone. I see some of you anyways. So, and I have like mixed emotions today. I'm kind of nervous because this is like a different setting that I'm not quite used to.
我现在有些复杂的感情, 今天看到这种,
but I'm also really excited to actually be here in the building and see some people. Human beings are here. It's not just a screen.
也今天非常的真实, 心里非常充满感激, 很激动, 能够回到我们的教会, 而且能够看到我们教会的一些弟兄姊妹。
Thank you, Sister Chen, for translating this morning. We're going to be in Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 to 21 this morning.
我们今天会看, 菲利比书, 第三章的12节到21节。
Thank you, worship team, for coming and practicing and leading. So those songs were perfect. I know you asked what songs we should, if I had any suggestions, but those were perfect. I really appreciate it.
非常感谢敬拜团今天早上带领我们的诗歌, 非常的完美。
In Philippians chapter 3, we actually started a sermon back in February from this chapter.
对菲利比书第三章, 我们前一部分已经在2月份的时候分享过。
And at that time, we didn't finish chapter 3.
我们那个时候没有完成第三章。
And so the plan was I was scheduled to speak in March, and then when March came around, my family and I all had the flu, so I couldn't finish that time, so.
原来的计划是3月份的时候会继续把它完成, 然后呢, 就这个新冠的病毒来临, 所以我们的计划推迟。
You may remember, at that time, Brother Dan Winberg came and filled in, and I'm sure, if you remember him, I'm sure you enjoyed him coming that day.
大家可能会记得那一天是蛋兄弟来我们中间分享。
Because it had been so long between kind of, I guess, part one and part two of Philippians 3, I hesitated if we should continue or move on to the next chapter.
因为中间相隔这么段时间, 所以我还是有些犹豫是不是 继续进到下一章。
But as I was studying and praying about what God would have us look at today, I just felt like God was keeping us in chapter 3, and really God was teaching me some things between last time and this time that I needed to work on in my life.
经过祷告和反复的真实斟酌, 我决定还是继续是在学习第三章, 因为神教会我很多的很多我需要知道的东西。
So if any of chapter 3 brings back some memories, some you may be familiar with, but we'll jump in, and I pray that we'll all desire to know God more.
我们会继续学习第三章, 我为大家祷告, 使我们能够竭力去寻求基督。
Let's start by reading Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 to 21 together.
我们下面来读一下, 一起读一下, 菲利比书第三章, 12节到21节。
See, from my PowerPoint, if you can see it on the screen, I apologize, it's all in English, so you may want to follow along in your Bible if you need anything else.
我的那个就是显示的这个经文都是用英文，你们可以用中文来跟随一起读。
I'll go ahead and read, and then we'll have a word of prayer, and we'll jump right in.
现在牧师要继续开始读经，然后呢，我们会有祷告，然后我们继续开始。
Because Paul says this, not that I have already obtained this, or I'm already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think this way, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained. Brothers, join in imitating me, and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. For many of whom I have often told you, and now tell you, even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and they glory in their shame, with minds set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, Lord, we thank you, God, for your mercy on us.
亲爱天父，感谢你给我们的恩典。
Father, we thank you for your word that we can see you, Lord, in.
神，感谢你赐我们你的话语，我们在话语中认识到认识你。
Father, we ask that you would guide our hearts and our thoughts this morning as we look at Philippians 3.
亲爱的父，感谢你，请你真是导引我们的心和我们的心思意念。当我们一起在读这个腓立比书第三章的时候。
Lord, would you help us to be Christians that are not just content with being saved, Lord, but to truly knowing you and to growing in you, Father.
请你真是带领保守我们成为那些不仅仅是认识你的基督徒，而是成为一直尽心追求你的基督徒。
Help us, Lord, as we look at your word to desire, Lord, and have a passion for being like you.
我们祷告是求神让我们有一颗心，让我们能够真实全心的向你，让我们全心的更像向耶稣学，能够更像耶稣。
We ask all this in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们耶稣的名祷告， Amen.
We have the Apostle Paul, who's writing the book of Philippians to the church at Philippi.
在使徒保罗在腓立比书是他写信的书信是写给这个腓立比这个教会的弟兄姐妹。
And Paul, in the first part of Philippians chapter 3, he has just got done showing us his miraculous conversion experience.
在前一部，在腓立比书三章的前一部分，他写到他奇迹般的被救赎。
And how he has gone from someone who was trusting in his own works, trusting in his own desires, his own fulfillment, to basically saying like all of this compared to knowing Christ is nothing.
他写到他曾经是一个完全凭着自己的力量、自己的智慧来追求，追求世上一切和追求，所以说他后来讲到这一切和认识主耶稣基督都是视作粪土。
We see this radical change in Paul's life after his conversion.
我们看到在保罗的生命中有这样一个极端的转变。
We see this passionate, all-consuming desire to know Christ more.
我们从他身上看到那种真是完全的那种热心，全心的追求主耶稣基督。
We see, I don't have it on the screen, but if you look at Philippians 3:9, we see how Paul has come to faith in Christ alone.
我今天没有打这个经文，在腓立比书三章九节，我们看到保罗把他的信心完全建立在基督之上。
Verse 9 says this, and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith.
在三章九节讲到，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
And now Paul's not just sitting there and stopping his Christian life right there, like, hey, I'm saved, everything's all good.
保罗没有就是做的那个，就是说满足于自己，说是一个基督徒的声明，说一切都很好。
Now he has this passion to know the Christ who saved him.
他现在更有更大的激情去要认识这个救赎他的基督。
And in Philippians 3:10, we see this. He says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. Verse 11, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead.
在三章的十到十一节，他讲到，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
Paul has this consuming desire to know Christ more.
保罗在心里边有一种这种燃烧的这种激情去追求主耶稣基督。
And you catch verse 10 and 11, this desire is not just a desire to have more knowledge, to get more information, to fill up his arsenal so he can win a theological debate.
在第十节我们看到他对基督耶稣的这种激情不仅仅满足于他有这基督的知识。或者是他在那种神学的那种辩论中得胜。
This is a desire to know Christ more, so that he can grow and become more like Christ.
这种心里边的这种盼望和渴望，是要更多的认识主耶稣基督，他可以在主里边成长，能够更像神，更像主耶稣基督。
Paul wants to be Christ-like. He wants to be like the one who has saved him.
他想更像主耶稣基督的样式，更像那位救他的主。
We see that this is actually Paul's goal. This is his purpose in life, is to be like Christ.
这是保罗的心志，也是他的生命中的目标，就是更像主耶稣基督。
Being like Christ, this is Christian maturity. This is a growing. This is taking knowledge and moving into the next step and growing in Christ.
这也是一个基督徒成熟的一个标志，就是把他学到的知识能够在生命中活出来。
In verse 14, we see that this is Paul's goal. This is his purpose.
我们在第十四节看到，这就是保罗的目标，这是他的标杆。
Verse 14, he says this.I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
在十四节讲到，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
I press on toward the goal. What is the goal?
他这边讲到，我要向标杆直跑。那么这个标杆是什么呢？
The goal is to receive the prize.
这个目标就是向更像神，更像耶稣基督。
But what is the prize?
那么他要得到这个奖赏，那个奖赏是什么呢？
See, the prize from the previous passage is a fuller knowledge of Christ that ultimately leads to Christ-likeness.
这个奖赏在前面的经文中讲到，就是完全的认识基督。
This is Paul. He is saying that I want to know God more and more and more so that I can be more like Christ.
他讲保罗讲到说，我要更多的认识基督。所以我的生命中能够更加像基督。
This isn't Paul. Please understand, this isn't Paul trying to earn salvation. He's already addressed that earlier in the chapter.
大家需要注意这一点，不是说保罗这里边要得救赎，他已经得到救赎。
This isn't Paul trying to earn a relationship or favor with God. But we already have that relationship.
这里边也不是说他想是在神的眼里边得到。更多的奖赏和好处，他已经和神有那种关系。
That relationship was initiated by God.
这个关系是已经是神所建立的。
But Paul, it's his goal to be like Christ, so one day he can receive that prize of being made like Christ.
他的目标呢是更加像耶稣基督，直到有一天，那么他可以得到这个奖赏，就是更像基督的这个奖赏。
He is looking forward and longing to the day that he will be with Christ in heaven.
他一直在追求，盼望着那一天他和主耶稣在一起的时候。
We'll see this more at the end of the chapter, but he's longing for the day when he is can worship God with a sinless resurrected body.
他真是在盼望，他一直在敬拜神，敬拜神能够将来和神一起有那个复活的身体。
That it will no longer be a struggle, as I'm sure we can all attest to follow Christ, to do what's right.
我们都在生命中都要努力去遵循耶稣基督去做正确的事。
He longs for that day where we were made. Back in Genesis chapter 1, we see we were made in the image of God. We were made to reflect and magnify God's glory.
保罗的渴望，心里边那种燃烧的渴望，就是。一直追求耶稣基督，能够直到有一天，他更能像耶稣基督和他本来所应该造神造我们的样子。
Because of sin, that reflection has been marred and distorted.
因为罪，所以我们的形象被扭曲。
He is longing for the day that image is restored, and he can worship God for all eternity.
他盼望那一天，那么这一切都会被改过来，他可以在永生里边敬拜神。
But on earth, until then, Paul says, my desire, my goal is to know Christ more so that I can be more like Christ in my life.
对保罗说，我的目标是能够更加的认识主耶稣基督，所以我的生命能够更像他的样式。
This isn't just for Paul, this is for all believers to be more like Christ.
这个不仅仅是应该是保罗的盼望，应该是我们所有的人的盼望。
That's why Jesus says to his disciples, remember, he says, follow me.
所以这里边耶稣也是讲到说要跟随我。
This is a call for all believers to be like Christ.
这是对所有的信徒的一个呼召，就是更加像主耶稣基督的样式。
This isn't just a call that's like, hey, just follow the same path or just kind of walk behind me.
这个不是说一个简单的，就是说跟随我的脚踪，然后在我后面跟着我走。
The call to be a disciple, a call to follow Christ, is a call to study and to learn about Christ.
我们就是这些使徒去被主耶稣的呼召是一直学习主耶稣，能够学习他，能够生命中活出他的样式。
It's a call to do as Christ does.
那么也的呼召是能够做主耶稣所行的一切事情。
It's a call to love as Christ loves and to serve as Christ serves.
去这个呼召是爱耶稣所爱的人，爱耶稣所呼召的人。
And to give as Christ gives and forgive as Christ forgives.
能够饶恕那些耶稣基督饶恕的人。
It's a call to be like Christ.
是一个呼召，是更像主耶稣基督的呼召。
In Jesus' day, the Jewish rabbis would have also had young disciples.
在耶稣那个时代，那些在犹太教的律法师，他也有他的那些信徒。
Their job would have been to learn and imitate their rabbi, their teacher.
他们当时的工作就是也是一直要学习，来模仿他们的犹太教的教师。
And the greatest compliment one of these young disciples could receive was for someone to say, "You remind me of your rabbi."
在那个时代，这些非常年轻的信徒，他们能够得到最高的一个奖励的话语就是。你越来越像你的拉比，你的老师。
As Christians, we are called to be like Christ.
我们作为基督徒，我们的呼召是要更像主耶稣基督。
This is our purpose as we walk through our Christian journey.
这是我们作为基督徒的一个旅途，我们要遵循基督，学习效仿他。
Romans 8:29 tells us that God has made every believer to be conformed to the image of His Son.
在罗马书八章二十九节讲到，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
First John 2:6 says, "Whoever says he abides in him," talking about Jesus, "ought to walk in the same way in which he walks."
在约翰一书二章六节讲到，人若说他住在主里边，就该自己照主所行的去行。
So Paul, yes, he's striving to know Christ, but it's more than just to gain some knowledge. He wants to grow in Christ. He wants to mature so he can become more like Christ.
那保罗他的渴望是不仅仅光要学习关于主耶稣基督的知识，而是在生命中活出主耶稣基督的样式。
This is a sign of a maturing Christian, someone who is pursuing Christ, someone who is not perfect, but someone who is striving to be more like Christ each day.
这也是一个成熟基督徒的标志，就是说在生命中一直去追求主耶稣基督，虽然自己不完美，但是一直不放弃，能够更加的了解基督，更加效仿基督的样式。
As Christians, we represent Christ.
在作为基督徒，我们要真是效法基督。
We reflect Him to the world around us.
我们是整个世界是通过我们来反映出耶稣基督的样式。
I think we need to ask ourselves, including me, definitely me, is when people see me, what do they see?
我们要问我们自己，当人们看到我们自己的，看到我们的时候，他们看到是什么？
You know, as we look around our world over the last few months, there's been a lot of hurt and turmoil and chaos and pain.
我们看到过去几个月，我们人很多人受到了很多的伤害。世界有很多的不平，很多的那种动乱。
The world needs to see us as Christians behaving like Christ.
这个世界需要看到我们，我们的行为更像基督徒，能够反映出耶稣的样式。
I know in this time we're living in, there's a lot of different opinions that vary in different ways. But what we as Christians need to focus on is being like Christ. How can I respond in whatever situation is like Christ?
在这个时候，很多人真是有很多的挑战，那么很多不同的意见。那我们作为基督徒，我们就要思想，在这种情况下，我们怎样去回答，能够反映出耶稣的样式。
What do people think about Christ when they look at our Christian life?
当人们看到我们的生活中，他们会看耶稣是什么样子。
So Paul here in verses 12 to 21, he's going to give us some marks of what a maturing Christian looks like.
在这个十二节到二十一节，保罗给我们几个特点，让我们看出一个 一个成熟的基督徒应该是什么样子的。
What a Christian should do as they're striving to mature in Christ.
那么也给我们告诉我们一个成熟的基督徒在基督追求基督过程中更加成熟的标志。
We'll try not to be long in any one of these, especially the first two or three we went over the last time, so we'll try to briefly go through them.
所以我们会一项一项来看这些经节，看耶稣给我们的这些，看保罗给我们指出的这些标志。
We'll see in verse 12 and 13 that a maturing Christian is one who humbly admits that they are not perfect.
在12节、13节这里边讲到是说他们非常谦卑地认为自己不完美。
12 and 13 says this, not that I have already obtained this or I'm already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead.
在12节13节保罗讲到，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
Paul's acknowledging that, hey, I haven't arrived.
这里边保罗已经很明显的表示，我还没有到达。
I'm not perfect.
我不完美。
I want to be like Christ, but I haven't quite got there yet.
我非常想期望像耶稣的样式，但是我还没有达到那个样子。
And we must be careful to understand that Paul is not saying that on this earth that we'll ever reach perfection.
这里边保罗没有说让我们真实要追求那种完美。
That's not till we get the prize. That's not till we're with Christ in eternity.
那是我们当时我们要将来与耶稣相遇的时候，我们在永恒里他遇见的时候是这样子。
But we see that if we're going to mature in Christ, we're going to become more like Christ first, we must realize that, hey, we're not there. We have a lot of work to do.
我们在这个成熟的过程中，我们会意识到我们还没有达到那个标准，我们还没有完全，我们一直在追求。
Remember, this is the Apostle Paul speaking.
This is 保罗，使徒保罗说的话。
This is someone who I think that probably most of us, we look up to. We look at him, if we're not careful, kind of as like a super Christian.
所以我们这是保罗，我们所仰望，我们所看到一个真实非常伟大的一个基督徒，我们看他是他对我们说的话。
We look at him like he's a guy that has it all together, but what is he saying? He's like, I don't. I still have work to do.
他是我们看到他的生命中，他已经实现了，已经成就了那么多，还这样去说，那么他还说自己没有完全。
I hope this can actually give us hope. I know it gives me hope. If Paul realizes that, hey, I need help, I struggle, then it allows me to be honest. Like, you know, I don't have it all together either.
所以这里边读这些话语给我很大的信心。那么作为保罗，他已经做到那么多，那么一个榜样，他还认为自己没有达到，所以给我信心说我们也是在一直要追求。
What we see from Paul, though, is he doesn't just sit there. He doesn't like, man, I don't have it together, and so...I'm just so discouraged, I'm not even going to try. That's not what Paul does.
这个没有说，我们没有看到说保罗说，哎，我已经实现了这么多，我就在这里边可以放松，可以去，可以不用去继续追求。我们没有看到这样一个图画。
As a maturing Christian, we better be careful. That's not what we do either. It's easy to be like, man, I've failed so many times. I had such good intentions. I was going to read my Bible, then I didn't, right? We kind of stop there, and it's easy to get held down right there.
所以作为一个成熟基督徒，我们有的是我们对我们一个提醒。有的时候我们说，哦，我们已经读过很多圣经，我们不想再，或者说不用继续去读，我们就停在那止步不前。不是这个样子的，应该。
This is Paul telling us right here. He says, hey, you failed. Get up.
这里边保罗提醒我们说，你要停止不前，就是你要失败的开始，你要赶紧的起来，继续的去追求。
We see actually that the Christian life isn't always easy. This journey we're on is not always an easy journey.
基督徒的生命不是一个简单容易的生命，是要一直追求的生命。
That's why we see in this passage that Paul paints this picture of a runner running in a race.
这里边保罗用一个跑者，他在这个跑的过程，这个竞赛过程中的一个图画来。 来教导我们。
Did you understand that if you're running, whether you're running in a race or just running for fun or just to get in shape, you understand it takes work.
所以在跑这个赛跑的过程中，这些人都是在追求这个最后的奖赏。
We see that Paul says a maturing Christian humbly admits that they are not perfect. They haven't arrived.
所以保罗告诉我们，成熟的基督徒非常谦卑地承认他们自己不完美。
They don't stay there.
他们不停在那儿止步不前。
Next, we'll see that a maturing Christian is one who passionately pursues Christ.
一个成熟的基督徒是那个完全热心，充满激情去追求耶稣的基督徒。
Let's read some of these verses again, 12, 13, and 14.
我们再读一下这些经节，十二章、十三章、十四章。
Let's look for some key words. Paul says, "Not that I have already obtained this, or I'm already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me His own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus."
12章12节到14节，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Right here we see a guy who he's not perfect.
这里边讲到说他没有完全。
But he understands where his salvation came from.
但是他非常清楚知道他的救赎是从哪里来的。
He understands who he was and where he was headed.
他知道他是一个什么样的人，了解他的过去，也知道他将来向什么地方去追求。
But even more importantly, he understands who it was that came and offered him salvation.
他也清楚地知道是谁来救赎他。
This is where he says in verse 12, he says, "Not that I've already obtained this or I'm already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own."
这十二节讲到，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求。所以是他讲到说我可以得着耶稣基督得着我的。
Paul is holding on to and pursuing the one who has saved him.
他是要全心地追求那救赎他的主耶稣基督。
He's headed, he's just staying on course. He's staying on his, staying in his race.
他一直在坚持在这个赛跑中。
He said, "I'm pressing on."
他一直说向着，他一直努力向前。
I'm straining forward.
他努力地向前奔跑。
See that following Christ, passionately pursuing Christ involves maximum effort.
这里边是充满热情，充满激情的追求耶稣是包括你放上你所有的精力。
This we somehow a lot of times we maybe discouraged in our Christian life and like, man, why am I not growing? And this isn't meant to shame us, but I think a lot of times we're honest with ourselves, we're not really trying to grow.
So 我们回想我们自己的成长过程，有的时候我们在。有时候会看到说我们好像是已经可以了，已经就是要停止不前了，这不是说是我们应该有的态度。
Not always, but I find that sometimes, at least in my own life, that's the case.
我有的时候看到说我自己生命中会有这种迹象。
That's not to bring condemnation. The Bible tells us that there's no condemnation for those of us who are in Christ. But God does want us to have conviction to keep pursuing Him.
这不是说是给我们自己去 kind of 定罪，而是说要提醒我们要一直去追求主耶稣基督。
It takes maximum effort. We need to just press on to keep going.
这里边需要我们尽全力能够一直向前向着标杆奔跑。
Also pursuing, passionately pursuing Christ takes complete focus.
而且是在用全心的追求耶稣要求我们能够完全的定睛在目标上。
If you're running in a race, you have to be focused on where the goal is, what the prize is.
你在跑步的时候，你要定睛在你的目标在哪里边。
And Paul is focused on that goal. He says, "I'm pressing on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus."
这里讲到保罗他定睛在这个标杆上面，就是他最终的目标，定睛在定睛在这追求主耶稣这个目标上面。
He has a singular focus.
他有非常非常非常大的那种全神贯注在上面。
So in verse 13 he says, but one thing I do.
在十三节讲到弟兄们，我一件事情只要做一件。
He's focused on this one thing. He's focused on pursuing Christ.
他只讲到这一件事情，他的权力的焦点就是在追求耶稣。
One thing I do, forgetting what lies behind.
他说这一件事情就是说忘记背后。
He's forgetting, I think you could take this in a few different ways, but he's forgetting the maybe our past failures.
都忘记过去他的失败。
The things that have held us back that Satan can often use in our life, like, hey, you've messed up so many times, like, you're no good.
忘记那一切对自己的过去的对自己一些阻碍和羁绊。
Also, sometimes even our past successes can hold us back if we're dwelling on that.
有的时候我们过去的成功反倒也会成为我们阻止我们前进的绊脚石。
You know, if a runner gets up at the Olympics and he's getting there and his running blocks and he looks at the other runners and says, hey guys, you don't know, do you realize how many races that I've already won this year?
我们看到那些在奥林匹克竞赛中那些跑者，他们看到他不会说是在那瞬间的看到他的同别的那些跑者会提醒他们说，哎，你看我以前赢了多少这些比赛。
I don't even need to really try because I have a pretty good track record.
他不会说他自己那时候会说，哦，我不用再努力了，你看我以前的那些结果有多么的辉煌。
As Christians, we can do the same. We can say, you know, I don't really need to read my Bible. I don't need to pray. I've done that a lot over the years.
那么这是对我们是个提醒。那么在作为基督徒的话，我们就说是，不要去讲说我们过去读了多少圣经，我们有多少的知识，我们不需要再成长。
I don't need to serve, care, forgive, love. I've done those a lot.
有的人会说我不需要再去服侍，再去爱，再去照顾别人，再去给别人去做很多事情，因为我已经做了这一切。
Paul says, "Forget those and strain forward to what lies ahead."
保罗提醒我们忘记这一切，让我们努力向前。
Keep reaching, keep going.
他说，就是一直的忘掉过去，只是全目定睛向前。
The next mark of a maturing Christian is one who continues doing what they know to do.
那么下一个特征就是一个成熟基督徒特征，就是持续去做知道应该做的事。
Verses 15 and 16 say this. Let those of us who are mature think this way, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained.
在15节、16节讲到，所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心，若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示他们。然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步的行。
As you know, you may not know everything about the Christian life. You may not know everything about the Bible. He says, as you're growing, just keep doing what you do.
那么这是个提醒我们，作为基督徒，你可能对圣经中所有的知识可能不是全部了解，但是你知道该怎样去做，那么继续做你知道该做的事。
But those of us who are mature think this way. To think, to keep pursuing Christ, to keep becoming more like Christ.
提醒我们在成熟的过程中，那么我们要继续不断的去追求耶稣基督。
It says, and hold on to what you have learned.
而是就是这时候我们以前所学到的知识，我们紧紧抓住。
So just keep going. That's a sign of maturity, as one who even maybe I don't understand everything, maybe I don't have it all together. I'm just going to keep going.
这里边也是一个成熟基督徒的一个特征，可能是他会意识到说我并不知道所有的东西，不是全部的了解，但是我了解这些已经知道的事情，我会紧紧抓住，紧紧的去行。
Another sign of maturity under that is that is somebody that when they don't have it all figured out, when they're not doing it right, that God is able to speak to them and they will change. It says God will reveal that also to you.
那么在成熟的基督徒一个标志是说，他们在做这事情的时候，也许做的不对的时候，神会在他们心里边做工，会带领他们。指导他们，告诉他们做的不对地方，来回到正确的路上。
Maturing Christian is one who is in tune with God's word and His Spirit.
那么成熟的基督徒是全心的思考神的话语。
All right, let's jump to the next one. The next mark is we saw that a mark of a maturing Christian is one who humbly admits that they are not perfect. It's one who passionately pursues Christ, one who continues to doing what they know to do. Sorry, I forgot you were standing there.
Oh, no, I'm just kidding. 对成熟的基督徒，他们前面我们谈过他们几个特征，就是他很谦卑承认自己不完全，然后一直在热心全心的去追求耶稣，同时呢坚持做，就一直是继续做他所知道该做的事。
Paul understands that as humans, though, we're going to struggle. It's going to be difficult.
这里边保罗说，我们可能会有一些会有一些挣扎。
And maybe we know the right answers. Maybe we know the word of God.But as humans, I think we agree we need to see others who are following Christ.
那么说，这里边保罗提醒我们，可能我们知道圣经，我们知道该怎样去做，但是就我们要知道在生命中去遵循那些敬虔的例子。
The next mark of one who is maturing in Christ is that they follow godly examples.
那么下一个这个特点就是说做在追求耶稣的成熟的过程中，就是遵循那些敬虔的例子。
Philippians 3:17 says this: "As brothers, join in imitating me, and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us."
在十七节，保罗讲到：“弟兄们，你们要一同效法我，也当留意看那些照我们模样行的人。”
Paul is saying, "Follow those who are following Christ."
这里面保罗提醒我们，你要效法那些追寻耶稣基督的人。
You want to know what it looks like to be like Christ? Follow those who are living like Christ.
你想知道像效法耶稣基督是什么样的吗？那么就效法那些追寻他的人。
Paul says, he says, brothers, join in imitating me.
这里面保罗提到说，弟兄们，你们要一同效法我。
Paul is not considering himself perfect here. Remember, he's already addressed that in verses 12 and 13.
保罗这里边说到说他自己并不完全。
He says, follow me. As we see that he says to the church in Corinth, he says, imitate me as I imitate Christ.
这里边就说他提醒就弟兄们你们效法我因为我是在效法基督。
So he's not saying just do whatever I do, but do what I do as I'm following Christ.
这里边讲到说效法我去做我做的事，因为我是在效法，我在追寻基督。
This is actually a kind of a common theme we see in the book of Philippians that Paul gives us examples to follow.
这里边是在腓立比书的一个从头到尾的一个信息，就是保罗告诉我们要效法他。
Most importantly, we see in chapter 2 the example to follow Christ.
我们在第二章时也看到一些效法基督的一些例子。
In a few different places, we see Paul once again using the example of even him following Christ.
这里边讲到是他给我们例子，是他自己保罗自己来遵循来个效法基督。
Also in chapter 2 in verses 19 to the end of the chapter, we see he gives two other human examples. He gives Timothy and Epaphroditus.
在第二章的时候，他给了两个另外的提摩太和另外一个弟兄的例子。
These aren't people who are perfect, but he says, follow them as they follow Christ.
他提到让我们说，虽然人不完全、不完美，但是效法那些效法基督的人。
Follow their example.
效法他们的样式。
Really, this is Christian discipleship.
这也是在基督徒的一个门徒培训的一个过程。
Each of us, we need people to mentor us and disciple us as we are pursuing Christ.
在我们作为每一个基督徒，我们需要在生命中，有我们的导师，能够带领我们去更加效法基督。
So as we think about this, even in our life, maybe we've been a Christian for a long time. We're like, you know, I got this all figured out.
我们回想我们自己的生命中，可能成为基督徒很长时间。
Who are we allowing to speak into our life? Who are we allowing to disciple us?Keep following Christ.
在我们生命中，我们允许哪些人作为我们的导师，能够对我们讲话，指出我们生命中的不足。
Also, as growing, maturing Christians, who are we discipling?
而且是作为一个成熟的基督徒，我们要看我们是在培训哪一些信徒。
We get the idea of other people being examples, but are we being examples for Christ? Are we modeling a Christ-like life for for other believers.
我们要看到我们自己是不是一个成熟基督徒，我们有没有遵循基督的样式，我们有没有为其他的基督徒做出一个遵循基督的榜样。
It's not just a job for pastors or deacons or fellowship leaders or Sunday school teachers, but it's a job of every Christian disciple.
这不是仅仅是牧师、长职和主日学老师的任务，而是我们每一个基督徒的任务。
We have a huge responsibility to show other believers, especially younger believers, how to grow in Christ.
我们身上有个很大的责任，就是我们要显出基督，为其他的基督徒做出跟随基督的样式。
Paul says, follow godly examples. Next, Paul is going to warn us to avoid ungodly examples.
那么下一个基准的就是保罗提醒我们要避免那些不敬虔的那些样式。
Verses 18 and 19 say this, For many of whom I have often told you and now tell you even with tears walk as enemies of the cross of Christ.Their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and they glory in their shame with minds set on earthly things.
在十八节、十九节，保罗告诉我们，因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌。我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪地告诉你们，他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的肚腹，他们以自己的荣辱、羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。
Paul showing us that just as there are those godly examples to follow, there's also those who would love nothing better than to pull you away from Christ.
那么前面保罗告诉我们有那些敬虔侍奉神的例子，他也提醒我们也有很多很多的不敬虔的例子。那这些呢是让我们从追寻基督的路上去脱离。
These are people who Paul has warned the church of Philippi about before.
那么这是保罗已经提醒过的一些事。
Now he says, even with tears, he is passionate about this.
这时候他流泪地告诉他们，重新地提醒他们。
Says that he says that these people walk as enemies of the cross of Christ.
这是他讲到这些人，他们没有，就是他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀。
They live their lives in opposition to Christ and His work on the cross.
他们的生活是完全和耶稣基督教导我们的是相违背的。
Paul saying, "Watch out! There's an overabundance of people who would love to take you away from God, would love to lead you astray."
保罗提醒大家，你们要小心，有很多人，他们非常想拉你们脱离追求耶稣基督的这些路的追求。
See, we don't want to follow their path because, says in verse 19, their end is destruction.
你们不要 follow, 不要去遵循他们这些人的脚踪，因为他们的结局是沉沦。
You see that he says that their God is their belly.
他提醒我们看到他们的神就是他们自己的肚腹。
These are people who are worshiping their sensual desires.
这些人呢，追寻他们自己肉体的那些私欲。
They're worshiping what they want, what they can get.
他们在追求那些他们想得到自己想得到的东西，或他们能够得到什么。
It says they glory in their shame.
他们的追求，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀。
Paul is saying that watch out for them. They are boasting about what they should be ashamed of.
这里边保罗提醒我们，你要小心他们在吹嘘他们自己本以为羞辱的那些事。
I'm sure you've probably experienced this at a work or school.Where it seems like after a long weekend, everyone's kind of coming and like trying to outdo each other. To who sinned the most over the weekend?
So, 你们在学校和工作的时候，可能会有这样的经历啊。过了一个周末回来之后，大家都在互相的吹嘘啊，他们在这个周末做了多么很多那种不好的事。
They're boasting, they're praising, and they're wrong.
啊，他们在吹嘘，他们在吹嘘荣耀自己那些本以为应该羞辱的事情。
The reason is because they have minds that are set on earthly things.
这些原因是因为他们的心智是完全注重于地上的事。
Focus in their living for the here and the now.
他们的专注于生活在现在的这一刻。
Paul says in the next verse we'll see that this is the complete opposite of how a Christian should live.
保罗提醒我们，这些的追求是和我们基督徒生命的追求应该是截然相悖的。
Philippians 3:20, See, the next mark Paul gives us is one who lives as citizens of heaven.
下一点保罗提醒我们是我们要像天国的子民一样生活。我们来看腓立比书的三章二十节。
Verse 20 says, but our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
二十节讲到我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，救赎主耶稣基督从天上降临。
So maturing Christians, one who is striving to be like Christ says, we are to live as citizens of heaven.
一个成熟的基督徒努力地像效法耶稣的样式，要在世上活着，犹如天上的国民。
We are to live to represent God.
我们的活着是代表神的形象。
We are to live as in Matthew chapter 6, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus says, don't lay up your treasure here on earth, but lay up your treasure in heaven.
在马太福音提到我们要像我们不要在世上储存财宝，我们要把天宝财宝寄存在天上。
The maturing Christian is one who is focused on eternity.
那么成熟的基督徒，他们把他目光是放在永生上面。
It doesn't mean they're just like ignoring the world around them.
这并不是说他们要完全的忽视他们周围的世界。
The one who is focused on eternity is focused on heaven is the one who is going to do the most good.
这讲到说我们注视我们定睛在天国的事是那些能够真是做更荣耀神的事的那些人。
We are living to represent God. We're living to reflect him.
我们的活着是代表神的形象，我们的一举一动都是反映出神的形象。
We're living to be like him on this earth.
我们要在这世界上活得更像他的样式。
The people of Philippi, they would have understood this concept of living as citizens or being citizens of a country, but actually being pretty far away from it.
这个在腓立比这个地方的人，他们明白他们是生活在一个地方，但他们是另外一个地方的国民。
Philippi was a Roman colony.
腓立比当年是罗马的一个殖民地。
It was a pretty special Roman colony. Even though it wasn't close to Rome, it was the citizens were all granted citizenship as Roman citizens.
他们虽然是离罗马并不是很近，但是他们所有的人都给了罗马的这个国民的身份。
Even though they didn't live in Rome, even though many of them maybe had never been to Rome, they were representatives and their actions were accountable as Roman citizens.
他们虽然是可能是离罗马很远，甚至有些人可能都没有去过罗马，但是他们有罗马公民的身份，所以他们的行为是代表罗马公民。
So we see one that is striving to be like Christ. So a maturing Christian is one who lives as citizens of heaven.
所以成熟的基督徒要努力的是像天国的子民一样的去生活。
They're focused on their true citizenship.
他们应该注重在他们真正的那种国民的身份。
And the last one in closing.
那么最后的结局的一点是。
See, and this is kind of the climax of the Paul's whole message here. This is what he's looking forward to.
那么这是整个保罗的信息的最高潮，这是他要最看的最终的一点。
True Christian is one who remembers their promised future.
那么成熟的基督徒要记住他们被许诺的那个将来的那个未来。
They realize that hey, this isn't it. This earth isn't as good as it gets.
提醒我们说，这个世界并不是说就是这个将来我们就是这个样式，不是我们所有得到的这一切。
We're going to see this is the blessed hope that we have as Christians.
这是对我们作为基督徒的一个祝福。
Verses 20 and 21 say, but our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await what? A Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself.
21节讲到，我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主。就是主耶稣基督从天上降临，他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
Paul said, hey, live as citizens, and as citizens, we are awaiting our Savior, we're waiting our King, we're waiting our Lord to come.
主，我们作为天国的子民，我们在等我们的荣耀的那种荣耀君王的降临。
It says that Savior is the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么这个救主就是主耶稣基督。
Look at this in 21 again. I know we just read. Let's read it again.
我们再读一遍21节。
It says, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself.
他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
Remember back in verse 14? Remember that Paul is pressing out for the goal for the prize? This is the prize that he's longing for.
我们回头再看第十四节，我们想，我们记住当时保罗提到我们向着标杆直跑，要得着神在耶稣基督里从上面召我来的奖赏，这就是这个奖赏。
Paul is looking forward with great anticipation and eager expectation and excitement for the day that he will be given his new resurrected body.
那么保罗是充满盼望，真是充满了激情的在等待他将来他最终的荣耀，是他能够他的卑贱的身体改变形状，能和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
It says, and Jesus will do this, he will give us this with the same power that enables him to subject all things to himself.
那么我们追寻主耶稣基督，将来我们会，耶稣基督会给我们这样最大的这个荣耀。
So once again, Paul isn't saying, hey, we need to live Christ-like and do all these things and grow and mature so we can become Christians, so we can be saved.
这里边，保罗没有说是我们做这一切事情，能够去被救赎。
Saying we do this, we live for Christ, we walk like Christ, we're Christ-like because we are representing God.
这里面保罗提醒我们，我们真是这样的去活，能够活出耶稣的样式，是因为我们代表耶稣的样式。
He says, "Yes, it's not easy."
是的，这个过程是不是很容易的
？Yes, sometimes we stumble and we fall.
我们有的时候我们会跌倒。
Yes, we wish that we could do better sometimes in our Christian life.
有的时候我们会希望说我们呀，真是希望我们能够做的，在我们基督徒的生命中，我们能够做的更好一些。
Paul's looking, he says, no matter the difficulty, no matter the hardship. I mean, in chapter 1, he says, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
这里边保罗提醒我们不要去，就说是不要去，要忘记过去所受到那些一切，包括是成败荣辱。我们要真是向前努力的，像耶稣的样式。
It will all be worth it because one day I'll be with Christ.
那么我们的这个追求到最后那一天是最值得的，因为我们会与耶稣同在。
One day it won't just be a desire to follow God, but I have to keep fighting through my flesh, keep fighting through sin.
我们这个过程中是真是很艰难的一个旅程，我们要和我们的肉体的私欲征战。
One day when I am made like Christ, I will be able to forever, for all of eternity, to worship and reflect God's glory.
那么将来的那一天，为了我们会真是在永恒的时候，我们能够永远的去荣耀神，能够去接受神给我们的奖赏。
This is what Paul is living for. This is what Paul is looking forward to.
这是保罗他生命的目的，也是他生命中最终的追求。
Let me read one last passage in 2 Timothy 4, verse 7 and 8.
那么我们再看两段经节，最后两段经节就是提摩太后书四章七到八节。
It says, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
It's easy these days, probably more than any other time in my life, probably maybe yours, with all that's going on, to get discouraged, to get down.
这个在尤其在这段时间中，像我也在感觉到这一切，在这段时间中，感觉的非常的挫败，非常的沮丧。
But as Christians, we have the hope as we look forward to know this isn't the end, and it gets better, and it's a whole lot better.
在作为基督徒，我们心里要充满盼望，这不是说是这个终结，一切都会更加的变得更加的美好。我们要努力的去 追求。
That doesn't mean we just bury our heads in the sand and just wait for that day.
我们不是说我们把脑袋藏在沙土里边，被动的等待那一天的到来。
But as Christians, we need to go out and we need to represent Christ in our world.
我们作为基督徒，我们要出去，我们要代表，活出耶稣的样式。
We need to strive to know Him so that we can grow in Him and be more like Christ.
我们要努力的去追求，追求耶稣，能够在生命中更像他的样式。
So I ask you, if you're tuning in this morning and you are not a Christian, you do not know where you'll spend eternity.
那么今天也许是今天你参加我们主日敬拜，如果你还不是基督徒，你不清楚将来这个将来最终的这个。永生是什么样子？
God loves you. God wants to save you. Would you allow Him to save you this morning?
那么神是爱你，神要救你。
Christians, we think of our life. I don't. Maybe you've been saved for a long time. Maybe you've just recently got saved. Are you growing in Christ?
那么对于基督徒，我想问你们，也许是你已经得救很久，也许是你刚刚得救。那你在生命中，你是在一直在追求耶稣吗？
So, are you living like Christ?
你的生命中是像耶稣的样式而活吗？
Let me ask you, what could you do this week to start being more like Christ?
我想问一下，你这一星期你做了些什么事情，能够让你更加像主耶稣的样式？
Also, I recognize that there may be people either in this room or are tuning in online.That are going through some pretty heavy, difficult stuff.
我也是知道，我们就说有些人是在这个，或者是在座的，或者是今天参加 Zoom 的，也许他们做了很多非常艰难的事。
And I don't take that lightly.
我并没有说是很把这些看得很轻。
And I understand that I may not know or be able to completely understand all that you're going through.
我可能不是明白，或者是完全知道。你经历的一切。
But if I can encourage you in any way to please hold on and to know that one day it will be made right.
So, 我是想鼓励大家，不管你是在经历什么，坚持住，将来有一天一切都会是对的。
We have hope.
我们有希望。
Jesus loves you. Jesus deeply cares about you.
耶稣。耶稣是爱你的。
And in all sincerity, I want you to know that is you, that even as a church family, care about you.
那么我作为一个教会的一个大家庭，我们关心你，爱你。
So church, this week, and all that's going on in our world, all that's going on in our lives, let's strive to be more like Christ this week.
那么我是鼓励大家，在这个下面这一星期，不管世界是什么样子，不管外面有多么的动荡，我是鼓励大家能够活出基督的样式。
Let's actually start with today.
让我们从今天开始。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, thank you so much for your goodness to us, Father. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for the encouragement that we can have through your word, Father.
亲爱的天父，感谢赞美你，感谢你的那些慈爱的话语，感谢你和我们同在，感谢你的鼓励。
Lord, we are a blessed people, if for no other reason than you are our God.
主啊，我们是被祝福的人。
Lord, we ask that you would help us to be good representatives of you this week, Lord.
主啊，我向你祷告，请你让我们这些人在下面这星期能够真实代表你的样式。
Lord, we have your hope.
我们有你对你的盼望。
Lord, would you help us to fall in love with you so much, Lord, that it just spills over into our world?
主啊，请你真是让我们重新的点燃我们对你的激情，对你的爱，让我们在这世上活出你的样式。
We ask all these things in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们以耶稣基督的名祷告， Amen.
All right, thank you for tuning in. And I don't know when that day will be yet, but I really look forward to the day we can all be back together.Here and I look forward to seeing you. But in the meantime, thank you so much for your faithfulness.
感谢大家一起参加这 Zoom 的主日敬拜。我真是盼望有一天，我们可以真是能够都回到我们教会的殿堂，大家一起敬拜。
Thank you, Pastor Kendall.
谢谢 Pastor Kendall.
Thank you for the reminder that we are citizens of heaven.
谢谢这个主日的信息的提醒我们，我们是天国的子民。
Await Savior.
我们等待我们的主耶稣基督。
I have a few announcements. It may be a little bit long, but since we are not gathering together, I may have to announce it in more detail.
下面有几件家事报告。
I want to remind everyone that we are first and foremost citizens of heaven.
我想提醒大家，我们首要的第一任务是我们是天国的子民。
And now, nowadays, we have this fight between Democrat and Republican.
我们知道现在有很多的在民主党和共和党之间的一些争执。
We have this conflict between mainland China and Hong Kong.
现在也有在大陆和香港的那些中间的有一些冲突。
If there's a chance, I would like to address it in the sermon in the future.
如果将来有机会的话，我可能会在将来的讲道中谈到一些。
But we have to remember our identity is first and foremost Christian.
我们首先要知道我们自己的我们首先是基督徒。
Pray for your enemy.
为你的敌人祷告。
People from Hong Kong pray for mainland China. Pray for the salvation of the leader.
要为大陆的领导人祷告，对于香港这些为大陆领导人祷告，为他们的心的回转祷告。
If you are from mainland, pray for Hong Kong, pray for the safety and also pray for the salvation.
如果是你从大陆来的，那么为香港的人民祷告，保守他们的平安。
Now, if you're Democrat, pray for President Trump.
如果你是一个民主党人，那么你就为川普总统来祷告。
Don't just confess his sin for him, but pray for him.
不仅仅是数算他的那些罪，而是说真的是为他来祷告。
If you're a Republican, pray for the other side. Don't just pray for their sin, also pray. Give thanks for all and pray for everyone.
那么如果你是共和党，同样为民主党的人士祷告，而不是说仅仅数算他们的不是和他们的罪，而是真正的为他们来祷告，来数算我们的恩典。
If you are in the fellowship, don't just talk about who is better than the other. We want to talk about how we see the event from the Bible's point of view.
那么在圣经的查经的小组里边，不是说是仅仅的是说谁比谁好，而是说我们要注重在从圣经里边怎样去看这个现在的事情。
Second items will be we will have this semi-annual membership meeting coming up. We will begin in 11:15.
第二点的报道事项就是今天一会儿从11:15开始，我们有半年一度的会员大会。
Today we will have the budget from last year, and also we want to talk about the expansion.
我们会重新看，会看一下去年的所定下来的这种财政的预算。我们也会看一下我们教堂扩建的一些计划。
The expansion, the PowerPoint slide will be in English, but we will not have any English translation for the verbal report.
这些在教会扩堂的那些图片都是英文的，我们不会提供这种英文到中文的翻译。
我们也不会从中文翻到英文。
我们也不会从中文翻到英文。
As far as reopening, right now the limit is 10 people, 100 people if you're outdoor. So our sanctuary is empty right now. If any groups wanted to limit themselves to 10 people and want to have a gathering here, you need to let us know. We only have one room that can have 10 people still have social distance that is in the sanctuary. So we only have one place for it. We can only allow one group at a time, the church.
关于这个现在的重新再开放的这个规条, 现在政府的规条是在室内聚集在10人以下, 室外可以是在100人以下。 我们在教会里边为了保证这种 安全的社交距离, 我们只有在我们教会敬拜的大堂里边, 有这个空间。 如果哪一个 团契 需要用这个, 需要用这个, 这个地方的话, 跟我们联系。
If you have any need at all, physically, emotionally, spiritually, you can contact us, the deacons, Pastor Kendall, or I, anytime. We will be happy to help you.
如果你有任何的需要, 任何的真实在一些时候支持, 需要祷告, 你可以联系我, Pastor Kendall, 还有教会的长职, 我们会帮助你。
Ask Pastor Kendall to close with the prayer for us.
我们下面, 请 Kendall 牧师为我们做祝福祷告。
Philippians, as we pray, I want to read Philippians 3, 20 and 21 again.
作为这个今天的结束祷告, 我想读腓立比书3章20到21节。
But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself.
我们却是天上的国民, 并且等候救主, 就是主耶稣基督从天上降临, 他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能, 将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
Father, we thank you, Lord, for your salvation.
亲爱的天父, 感谢你给我们的救赎。
Lord, we thank you for our citizenship in heaven.
我们感谢你给我们 天上国民的
Lord, we ask that you would help us to represent you well on this earth.
主啊,我们向你祷告, 请你让帮助我们能够很好地代表你。
Lord, thank you for the hope that we have in you.
感谢你赐给我们 在你身上有的希望。
Lord, help us this week to go out and to be your light.
让我们帮助我们这星期, 我们走向我们各自生活中能成为 代表你的光。
Father, do whatever you need to do, Lord, to be glorified in our lives, Father.
就是帮助我们在生命中, 做我们该做的事情, 能够让你的名得以荣耀。
We ask all this in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们所有这一切祷告, 以耶稣基督的名, Amen.